This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A partial government shutdown is not showing any signs of ending soon as White House and congressional aides work through the weekend to resolve a stalemate over funding for U.S. President Donald Trump's proposed U.S.-Mexico border wall. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
During their second meeting in 3 days here at the White House, top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer said the president indicated he would keep the government shut down for a long time unless he gets what he wants for border security.
Months or even years.
Minutes later, the president confirmed that, saying the shutdown could end sooner than people think.
But I will do whatever we have to do. If we have to stay out for a very long period of time, we're going to do that.
He says there is an agreement with the Democratic leaders to have their staffs work through the weekend on ending the standoff. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Stock prices rebounded on Wall Street amid signs of strong growth. AP's Warren Levinson.
Stock investors took comfort from a stronger-than-expected monthly jobs report and reassurances from the Federal Reserve Board chairman that the Fed won't race to boost interest rates or dump its huge bond portfolio. The Dow Jones Industrials rose 3.25%, 746 points, to wipe out the losses of a holiday-shortened trading week. Employers added 312,000 jobs in December. There was also a hint of peace in the president's brewing trade war with China. Apple Computer, which lost 10% Thursday and dragged the market down with it, rebounded by more than 4%. The S&P 500 gained almost 3.5%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 4.25%. Warren Levinson, New York.
And a U.S. airstrike in Yemen has targeted Jamal al-Badawi, one of the alleged masterminds of the USS Cole bombing, which killed 17 sailors in the year 2000. A spokesman for U.S. Central Command said the U.S. is awaiting the results of DNA tests before formally declaring al-Badawi deceased. This is VOA News. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Friday that he deeply regrets the decision of Somalia's federal government to expel U.N. envoy Nicholas Haysom. As VOA's Margaret Bashir reports, Guterres spoke twice this week with President Farmajo, trying to reverse the expulsion, but apparently failed.
UN spokesperson Farhan Haq said Friday that while Guterres has full confidence in Haysom, he would appoint a new envoy to head the mission known as UNSUM.
The Secretary General is totally committed to ensuring that the needs of the Somali people are at the forefront of the work of the United Nations in Somalia.
The government accused the UN of interfering in its internal affairs after Haysom sent a letter to authorities raising the case of Mukhtar Robo, a former leader of militant group Al-Shabaab, who sought to run for the presidency of Somalia's southwest state. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Western officials are calling for answers from Russia after former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan was arrested and charged with espionage in Moscow. As Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports, the case comes amid rumors that he may be used as a bargaining chip.
The former U.S. Marine that's been charged in Russia on espionage allegations is being held in solitary confinement at the notorious Lefortovo detention facility. And now there are rumblings that Paul Whelan, who has American and British citizenship, may be used by Russia as a bargaining chip. Whelan's arrest last month has prompted calls from Western powers for answers. On Wednesday, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said that the U.S. will demand Whelan's immediate return if it determines his detention is inappropriate. Whelan's arrest brings to an end an informal truce where Russia had publicly agreed not to aggressively chase U.S. counterintelligence activities over the past 2 years.
And a judge is extending the term of the grand jury used in Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
The extension is the latest sign the Mueller investigation will continue for at least the next several months. The grand jury was expected to expire this week after a standard 18-month term. Federal criminal procedure rules allow such extensions when a judge determines it's in the public interest. The extension can only last up to 6 months. President Trump has said for months the Mueller investigation should wrap up.
This thing should have been over with a long time ago.
He has said the Mueller probe has been a huge waste of time because there is no collusion. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And a federal appeals court has ruled in favor of a Trump administration policy of restricting transgender people from serving in the military. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit ruled Friday that a lower court judge was wrong to block the Pentagon from implementing its plan to limit transgenders in the military. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.